Amen. It's good to be in the house of the Lord again. Amen, this beautiful Sunday morning He's given us.
Amen.
The spring has already sprung. And we're seeing things spring to life, seeing the Lord continue to bloom things.
Amen.
And it's wonderful how the Lord just every year just has a renewal of things.
Amen.
A revival of things. That's why you see sometimes we have revivals in the springtime, because that's when everything else starts to bloom forth and bring forth. I don't have a song this morning, but I wanted to get right ahead and get in the message. Last night I was studying, and
let's see what
it was, kind of wore out from the day's events, and I just couldn't get anything to study on, and so I said I'm just going to have to wait till the morning. Woke up this morning, read all the way down here, still couldn't get much of nothing to cling on, and then just a few minutes ago the Lord gave me this, so I'm going to do the best I can to preach the word as He had me to. If you got your Bibles, turn with me, if you will, to Jeremiah chapter 18.
Amen,
don't know what's going to come of this.
Bless you, Jesus.
But I know I'm going to do the best I can to mind the Lord. He's never failed me yet, Brother Robbie.
Amen, brother.
I think upon all the years I've been preaching, this July will be 15 years that I've been preaching. And every time I've stood, the Lord's always been with me. He's never left me. Amen. Never forsaken me. He's always held true to His word, and I've proved Him many times. Amen. He's never left my side. He's always shown up when I need Him to. My wife gave me a little bit of encouragement this morning. She said, you know, she saw me resting over there a little bit, had to shut my eyes for a little bit on the drive up here. And she said, I noticed, you know, when you was resting there, that the Lord, sometimes it's when we're the weakest that God can make us strong. And sometimes I've leaned on that. You know, I found that when I'm tired, when I'm weary, when I'm weak, God seems to use me that much better, amen, because I can get out of the way. This old flesh, being tired, can get out of the way, because the Spirit's willing, but the flesh is weak, amen, today, and we're going to do the best we can just to get out of the way, just let the Lord have His way this morning. Like I said, Jeremiah chapter 18, going to read just a few verses here.
Listen, Lord.
And it says, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down into the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Lord? Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in mine hand, O house of Israel. At what instance I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plan it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you and devise a device against you. Return ye now, every one, from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices, and we will every one do the imagination of his evil heart. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, we're thankful, Lord, for this opportunity to be here today. We thank you, Lord, dear God, that you've given us the privilege, Lord, and enabled us, putting us into the ministry of the gospel today, Lord. Lord, we know we can't do any of it without you, Lord. We're weak vessels, Lord, dear God, so we pray that you'll take us, Lord, this morning as you did this clay in the hands of the potter, Lord, and just mold us to bring forth a message, Lord, that would encourage your people, Lord, and help them to have the victory that they sung about this morning in their personal walk with you in their Christian life. We ask you these things in the mighty name of Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, and for his sake, amen and amen. Now, I want you to notice here, he's talking about Jeremiah. He's talking about the whole thing here hinged on that he was talking to the house of Israel. And we know from the book of Jeremiah that Israel had been rebellious against God, and Jeremiah had many prophecies against Israel, specific prophecies, amen, that he pronounced against Israel. One being, I believe it's over there close to Jeremiah 25, somewhere around in there, that they would be taken captive by the Syrian army, or by the Babylonian army, excuse me. Amen. And they would be there for 70 years.
Yeah, right.
And that God would bring them back, eventually would bring them back into their homeland.
Right.
So God told them to go ahead and go with the Babylonians because he would bring them back. You see, their obedience to him was to show that they trusted the Lord, that throughout all the plans he had for Israel, God was going to wrought a good work, amen, in their lives. And he would bring them back. I've always found it very interesting that the three Hebrew children, when they said they'd not bow the knee to Nebuchadnezzar, when he had a golden statue made of gold, amen, in his own image, he had this statue, and he said, whenever you hear the sackbut and the harp and all these kinds of instruments, you got to bow down and worship me and worship it. Amen. I find it interesting that the three Hebrew children, first of all, the people there told them.
Yeah.
Amen. They tattletailed on them. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. If you're a Christian, you're going to get some people tattletailing on you from now and time and time.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, just stand for the Word of God and stand, amen, for the principles of the Word of God, and everything will be okay. But amen, they told the Nebuchadnezzar, O king, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. Amen. We're not going to bow the knee to this old idol here. We're not going to give worship that you think
amen.
It's due. Amen, because we know that God is able to deliver us, but if not, we'll still not bow the knee. Amen.
Amen,
and the threat that they had upon them was the threat of their lives, that they'd be thrown in a fiery furnace, and they heated it seven times more hot than it was wont to be, it said. But I want you to notice, why did they say that? Not only because they trusted God and that he was able to deliver them, but they trusted that one day soon they'd see their homeland. Amen.
Amen. That's right. Because
God was going to bring them back.
Yeah.
He was going to work a work on the wheel, so to speak. Amen. Him being the potter, he knows how everything's going to work out. Amen. We don't see what's going on in our lives. We can feel the effects sometimes of God molding us and him shaping us the way he wants us to be. But we can't see the end result of the ending vessel that we're going to be for him.
Yeah.
Amen. But he knows. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
We got to trust him.
Amen.
Brother Robbie.
Yeah, good preaching.
He told Jeremiah, go down.
Yeah.
Amen. Arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee to hear my words. Amen. He's going to use a little symbol here to help it make him understand a little bit better what he's trying to tell about the house of Israel.
Yeah,
that's
on,
the same thing
on,
Jesus used when he used parables. He used natural things to reveal spiritually wisdom and spiritual mysteries.
Yeah.
He told him to go down there and I'll cause you to hear my words. Jeremiah says in verse 3, then I went down to the potter's house. And behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. Interesting little fact here. I was listening to an audiobook earlier this week. And the word wheelwright came up. And the word wheelwright just means somebody who works on wagon wheels. And I got to thinking about that. I don't know how many of them, I might be telling my age, but back in the early, maybe late 80s, early 90s, there used to be a show come on Channel 22, WCTE, called The Woodwright Shop.
Yeah.
Amen. About the same time this old house came on, this guy, he made all kinds of things in a natural manner, the way the old style the settlers used to make. He would make wheels. He would make all kinds of different tools just using wood.
Yeah.
And it was amazing. When I was a kid, I thought it was one of the boring thing I've ever seen. I wanted to watch cartoons and all that when I was a kid. But as I got older, I began to remember all these old shows. And I went back to watch that one time, and it was fascinating how he could just take just what the tree had left and make that into a rocking chair or make that into a seat or a bench or a wheel or whatever it might be. He would use the old tools that God had made out of trees, and he would make new things from it. Just like this old potter, he was a woodwright. He wrought, he would work on wood. Well, he says here that the potter wrought a work on the wheel.
Amen.
On the potter's wheel. I don't know if you've ever seen a potter. Amen. But they've got this wheel that they spin that that clay around, and they'll have their foot down there on that pedal, and they'll turn that thing as fast as they want it to turn so that they can mold and shape this old clay. And they've got to get it wet a little bit first. You can't work with old dry clay. They've got to get it a little wet. Yeah. Sometimes the storms of this life are intended, Brother Robbie, to make us a little wet, make us a little malleable, a little moldable, so that God can place His hand on our life and mold us into the shape that we need to be, so that He can use us for a better reason.
Amen, brother. Thank you, Lord.
He wrote a work on the wheel. Just the time that God told him to go down there was the perfect timing, because right then and there, the potter was working on the wheel.
Man.
And it said the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of potter. There was something wrong with it.
Yeah.
He had that vessel and something, he might not have spun that wheel just right. Amen. But there was something that was wrong with that piece of clay.
Yeah.
I'm glad, man. I think that today, amen, ever since Adam fell, there's been a mar in this old clay.
Yeah.
Amen. The mar is in the clay. Amen. God made it perfect, but amen, man had put a mar in there, a defect, something in there to where it wasn't whole anymore.
Amen. Bless you, Jesus.
But thank God He's in charge. He's the potter.
Yeah.
And it said the potter, it was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Isn't it wonderful that you can take this old piece of clay, and while it's still moldable, while it's still malleable, you can make, let's say, a pot one time, and then you can just collapse all of it, to roll it to a little ball, throw it on the wheel, start that thing spinning, get a little wet, and mold it into something else the next time.
Amen.
Amen. If we'll let our lives be like that to God, think of the places He could take us, think of the things that He could help us to do. Jesus said, these works you've seen me do, greater than these you will do, because I go to my Father. Amen. The Father is the potter this morning. He's the one that works the work on the wheels, and we're the one that's on the wheels He's working with.
Amen, brother. Praise the Lord.
What we want to do is make ourselves more pliable in the hands of the master crafter. I don't know about you, but you see an artist who is a master at what he does. What he puts forth is beautiful and more elegant than anything you've ever seen. Whether it be a painting, whether it be an instrument, whether it be a piece of clay, all that is just a little piece of clay, but it can sell on auction for thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars. Why is that? Because of what the master's hands can do for it.
Amen. That's right. Think about it.
How much more value are we worth to Him? How much more value are we worth to Him?
Jesus.
Amen. And the pot, the vessel was marred. And we see that Jesus came to this earth. Amen. And died for our sins so that we might be a new creature. Amen. That vessel that was marred could be created into a new creature. And God could make it into another vessel that seemed fit unto Him to make it.
Amen.
It said, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, so he sees what's going on, and then Jeremiah has a revelation from the Lord based on what he sees. If he had never went, he'd never heard from the Lord.
Amen.
It's important to obey the voice of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You miss out on so many things when you don't.
Right.
And you'll be held accountable for it one day after a while.
Amen.
But the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah saying, verse 6, O house of Israel. He addresses the house of Israel. He says, cannot I do with you as this potter?
Yeah. Amen.
A whole nation. Now we're talking about a whole nation, not just an individual person.
Amen.
A whole nation. He says, all of you are just clay in my hands. You're marred, but I can take you and mold you into something better.
Praise the Lord.
And what does he say about that? He begins to give an example of what he's talking about. Now, when I read this, I thought immediately of 2 Chronicles 7:14, where it talks about, if my people which are called by my name shall hear my voice and humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and pray, then I'll hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. And that's what he tells them here. He said, just as the clay in the potter's hands, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them.
Amen. Yes, he will. Praise the Lord, brother.
And then he gives the flip side. He says, at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them.
Amen, brother.
Amen. Amen. It's kind of a hand-in-hand thing.
Amen.
Amen. God expects some things out of us so that we can see some things out of Him. Amen.
Right.
Psalms over here in 115 verse 3 says, "But our God is in the heavens. He hath done whatsoever He hath pleased."
Yeah.
Amen. The God that made the heavens and the earth can do whatsoever He pleases, regardless of us, regardless of what you think. God is in charge. He made this thing. He is the potter, and we are the clay.
Yes, sir.
But he gives them examples. He said, "If I pronounce to do evil against a nation and to destroy it and pluck it up, if that nation turns, I will repent of that evil and I will build them up. I will repent of that thing that I thought to do unto them." And we see that example in the book of Jonah. We see that God was very disheartened and aggravated and angry at Syria. And he told Jonah to go to Nineveh. Amen. And preach to that nation, and Jonah would have none of that. Brother Robbie preached on that several months back about how Jonah, amen, refused to do answer the call of God, and how he ended up in the belly of a whale because of it.
Amen.
Then when he finally repented and called on the name of the Lord, the whale vomited him up on dry land. Amen. He didn't spit him out in the middle of the sea.
Amen.
He put him on dry land, back on the right road and the right path, to go exactly where he needed to go.
Lord,
if I'm not mistaken, it's been a while since I read it. It seemed like he made a 4-day journey in just 2 days or something like that. He took a shortcut. He was booking it to get to Nineveh. But we find because of that, Nineveh repented. God pronounced to do evil against them in just 8 words was all that Jonah had to tell them. Yet now, I believe he said, "Yet now 40 days and Nineveh shall be on the throne." I believe it was 40 days. But he said Nineveh was going to be overthrown.
Yeah.
And that nation decided to repent. And God repented of that evil he was going to do to them.
That's right.
But there's also the flip side. If God decides to build up a nation, and decides, he speaks, he proclaims that he's going to build up a nation, and he's going to set them on high, and they begin to get it in their heart to do evil against God, then God can strike them down, and he can repent of the good that he's going to do, and the prosperity that he's going to do as well. And we see that with Israel time and time again. Amen. When God wanted to build them up, they went to the wilderness and they had crossed the Red Sea. And when God wanted to build them up, the next thing you know, they're building a golden calf to try to worship and saying, "Behold the God which delivered us out of Egypt." God was not pleased with that. And he poured out his wrath upon them. Several times in the wilderness, we find hundreds of thousands of people dying because they was disobedient unto the word of the Lord.
Amen.
But he gives them an example here because he's telling them there's something you got to do. Verse 11, he says to Jeremiah, "Thou therefore go to, speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying." Now he told them, "When I speak to a nation." He tells Jeremiah, "Go speak to this nation and say, thus saith the Lord, behold, I frame evil against you, and devise a device against you. Return now everyone from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good." God has given them a chance.
Man.
God is not a man that he should lie.
Right.
Amen. God is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
Man.
We find that in 2 Peter chapter 3.
Man.
And he just got done telling them, if they do evil, and I pronounce evil against them, if they'll just turn from their ways and serve me, I'll repent of that evil. He's given them that opportunity right here. The house of Israel, the whole house of Israel. He said, "You're just but a little piece of clay in my hands, and I can do whatsoever I will with you. Now the ball is in your court. How do you want me to mold you?"
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir.
God said, "I frame evil against you and devise a device against you." You see, Israel was not exempt from God's wrath. The nations of this earth are not exempt from God's wrath.
Man.
America, as great as she has become, the moment she turns from God and starts serving other gods, which she has already done, it can't be that God would spare one nation for doing that and destroy one nation, and then he would go ahead and turn the other cheek against another nation. There has to be a repentance, or there's going to be a coming judgment. Amen.
Amen, brother. That's right, brother. That's what the word says. Listen, Lord.
Bible says in Psalms over there, something along the lines of, The wicked shall be turned into hell and every nation that forgetteth God.
That's right.
God is angry with the wicked every day, it says.
Right.
Every day without fail. God is angry with the wicked. Be it a human, an individual, or a nation, God is angry with wickedness and sin.
That's right, brother.
And they said, here's what their response was. Jeremiah, this ain't too far from chapter 6, I believe it was, of where we find in verse 16 where God, Jeremiah told them to go the old path. And what did they say? We will not walk therein. Well, here's what they say now. They said, there is no hope, but we will walk after our own devices.
Yeah.
Now, God said, I'm going to devise a device against you.
Yeah. Amen.
But they said, well, it's not up to you, God. We'll walk after our own devices.
That's right. Come on, brother. Uh-huh.
And we will, everyone, do the imagination of his evil heart.
Yeah. Come on. What's going on now, brother?
Therefore, thus saith the Lord, ask thee now among the heathen, among all those who don't serve the Lord, ask them, who hath heard such things?
Yeah.
The virgin of Israel hath done a very horrible thing.
Yeah.
He's talking about Israel here.
Man.
They've done a very horrible thing. Amen. God says, I am the potter, you're the clay, and I can do what I will with you, but I'm going to give you a little bit of a say in this. I'm going to give you a chance to repent.
Amen.
And they said, we're just going to serve our own devices. And we're just going to do whatever our imagination in our heart is evil. We're just going to do that. And just like Brother Robert said just a minute ago, we find that throughout the land today.
Right.
Amen. They're passing laws. They're trying to, every commercial you got, they're trying to put propaganda down your throat. Trying to give their side of the story. When God says, it's my way or the highway. They're trying their best to do the imaginations of their evil heart. And God says there's going to be a day of judgment coming. Because everybody has a choice of how they're going to live. We got a choice whether we want to serve God and His commandments and His word or not.
Yeah,
amen. God can take a little marred vessel and use it for such good things if we'll just allow ourselves to be molded in His hands, Brother Robert.
Yes, sir.
I don't know about you, but everything I put my hands to seems to fall apart. Amen. I am no good at pottery. I'll just tell you that right now.
Come on.
I'm no good at managing things on my own because I make a mess of things. Hey, but when I put them in the hands of a maker and I put them in the hands of the master potter, amen, He's able to sculpt something that my wildest dreams could never imagine. He can sculpt some things, amen, that I would never see if I had not trusted Him. To take control of that part of my life, whether it's your finances, whether it's your work, whether it's your business, whether it's your family, whether it's your friends, whatever it may be, if you'll just give it to God, the master potter, and put it on the wheel so He can work with it, amen, you'll see great results in your life.
Amen. That's right. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
The wheel's right here.
Amen.
If we'll just put it on the wheel.
Amen. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord.
I felt that this morning.
Amen.
Amen. Have you got something you need
Glory.
To put on the wheel?
Amen.
Have you got something you need to say, God, this
Glory.
Is what I've got to offer, but it's more.
Yeah.
You might say, Lord, I'm ashamed to show it to you.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed for you to see it.
Yeah.
But God says, I know it's barred already.
Yeah,
I can see it already. There's nothing hidden from my eyes. Everything is open. I see it all.
Yeah.
I see it in the light.
Yeah,
I see it in the darkness. You can't hide it from me. So just come on ahead and bring it to me, and we'll start working on it.
Glory.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Man, I tell you,
I'm glad He loves us.
We just give it to God, folks.
Amen.
Man, what great things we could see if we just give it to Him. Brother Don, come and get us a song ready.
Amen.
I feel the Lord moving this morning.
Amen.
I feel Him stirring the waters.
Amen.
And it's time for us to just see what we can do and let God have His way with us. If all would stand that can.
Amen.
If you've got a need that you need to put on the wheel today,
Amen.
Your master potter's waiting to receive it.
Praise the Lord.
Don't hold on to it. You've done nothing but mess it up.
Amen. Yes.
He can make it so much better, as He said.
Amen.
Yes, Jesus.
I'll bow
the
Lord.
Amen.
Need to pray? Come and pray.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
God can take that marred vessel and make it brand new.
Amen, brother. Yes.
There may be some tearing down. it has to be done.
Yeah.
But God, the master builder, can build it back into something beyond your wildest dreams.
Where God brought me up.
Come on, brother.
Brought me down, that He might lift me up in the master of His hand. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Lord, may be working on me or you, amen, to turn us down to get us where He can use us. Right, get in the way. They get in the way, amen, of self-interest gets in the way sometimes.
Yeah.
Lord said, I want to break you down a little bit. I'm going to raise you back up. You can put some okay works off of us. Amen. I'm the Lord.
Thank the Lord.
Amen. I'm the Holy Spirit today. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.